Did you know there's a place at AEP where employees break things and set fires on purpose?
Direct current DC arc flash has not been well studied in the industry. So we created a test bed here that would allow us to create those arc flashes from 125-volt battery system. Essentially, that would create an arc, a fireball, if you will.
All of this is done in a controlled environment for the good of the company.
You know, working at the Dolan Technology Center is the most unpredictable job I've ever had. You never know what might come at you on any given day.
On this episode of Connected, the AEP Employee Podcast, behind the scenes at the Dolan Technology Center.
So we will probably be up in the 40-some thousand volt range. And we've got the red chain spaced around so that people aren't reaching across. And, oh, look at that!
We explore how their work keeps employees safe and helps the company make better business decisions. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bailey Coltice. Dolan Labs is on a quiet two-lane road surrounded by cornfields. The only thing drawing your eye to the building is a small wind turbine. It's probably best that the building doesn't draw a lot of attention from people passing by.
We had a fire marshal come out and do a safety presentation, and as part of that, he commented that anytime you have a fire at a commercial property, you're required to report it, even if you put it out and so I kind of raised my hand and I said, well, what if we set it on purpose? And he looked at me and he said, do you do that? And I said, yeah, sometimes. And he said, then you don't have to notify us. And I said, okay, good.
This is Amrit Khalsa. He's the manager of the Dolan Technology Center, which is the electrical lab within Dolan Laboratories.
You know, working at the Dolan Technology Center is the most unpredictable job I've ever had. You never know what might come at you on any given day. Some of that work is cyclic. We know that we're going to be testing bucket trucks, underground cable, breakers, those sorts of things. But many things come out of the blue. And it's really the other 17,000 employees who come across some new technology or an issue that they need help with. So we're here to help. And there's always something new that's at the lab. There's always something to learn, something to help others with.
Dolan's the place to go if you need answers about your equipment. Does it work as expected? Or if something's not working, why is it not working?
We specialize in evaluating new technology, troubleshooting operational assets, and performing forensic analysis on failed equipment, primarily for the distribution, transmission, generation, innovation and technology or customer organizations. Although really we'll do it for anybody, and we've worked with a number of others. So by doing this well and efficiently, we really help AEP make more informed and better engineering and business decisions. And we're certainly helping with safety as well.
I met up with Amrit at Dolan to get a better understanding of what happens in this seemingly quiet building. We started our tour in the High Bay Testing Center, where I met some of the members of Amrit's team with AEP's COVID safety protocols in place.
So we will probably be up in the 40-some thousand volt range. And we've got the red chain spaced around so that people aren't reaching across. And, oh, look at that!
The space is a big open warehouse. It's filled with equipment that's designed to put products to the test.
Before I take the ground, when I take the ground off, I'm going to say ground off.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear everybody else repeat that so everybody knows that it's a potential danger in the area.
Okay.
Ground off.
Ground off.
Ground off. The team started by showing me the 200,000-volt high pot. They use it to make sure the insulated equipment we're using in the field is effective. Insulated equipment creates a barrier between our employees and sources of energy. It's extremely important that this equipment works the way we expect it to.
Okay, coming hot, and then you hear the clacking sound.
Okay.
Okay, coming hot.
When the team tests a piece of equipment, they start by putting it on a board surrounded by a metal plate. Then they attach electrodes from the high pot to the board and increase the voltage bit by bit.
All the purple. It looks so cool. It was like a little thing of fireworks on our computer chip.
The
electrode there in the middle was energized up to the voltage Darwin was calling out, right? And it was starting to ionize the air. So that was the sparks that you were seeing. And that searching for ground. So this plate, the metal plate around the outside of that red insulator is ground. So it's looking for its path to ground.
So that's why it smells funny in here.
Yes, it's creating ozone.
So that's the smell.
Yeah.
The high bay part of the lab has a lot of different spaces that help figure out if equipment can actually do what the manufacturer says it will do. The space also has environmental chambers that can simulate extreme temperatures. This comes in handy for AEP. Weather conditions vary greatly across our territory. Equipment needs to be able to work in the middle of winter on the shores of Lake Michigan and in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas in the middle of summer.
So this Weber chamber inside is, I think, 8 by 10 by 12 feet, and it has a temperature range of minus 40 to plus 200 degrees Fahrenheit. And it also, we can spray solutions onto it, water, salt water, acid rain. But anyway, you can energize that equipment and then simulate accelerated aging tests. So if somebody says this thing is going to last 30 years in the field, well, we can't just set it outside and wait 30 years, right? That's not a good test. So we can put it in there and take it through freeze-thaw cycles, or we can simply do the test to their spec. So if they say it should work between minus 40 and plus 110 degrees, you know, Fahrenheit or something, we can test at those temperatures.
The team running these tests is an experienced group of electrical engineers and electrical engineering technologists. This includes Amrit. He says Dolan's a place people get to and don't want to leave.
At the end of this year, six of us will be 59 or older and account for 200 years of experience out of the total 226 years. So that's an average of 33 years for us older folks and 6.5 years for the newer employees. So just a ton of experience in some of these older folks. We're certainly actively trying to pass on that experience to the newer group of employees. And, you know, it's a place that a lot of people land, and I think they enjoy being out here so much that they tend not to leave. The people that come out here tend to stay here for a long time and often end up finishing their career here. It's a lot of fun to work here.
How long have y'all been working here?
During my visit to Dolan, I met Dave Kleinett. He's one of the employees who spent more than 30 years at the lab.
No, I came with this place.
You came before this place.
Well, I've been here since this place was open, 1987.
Wow.
Yeah, I started in 1979 up in Canton.
Dave's work at Dolan has made an impact at AEP. He developed and received a patent for a tool that looks for electromagnetic interference that can impact radio frequencies.
What I'm setting up now is a small set of electrodes with a small gap between them. You can just barely see it. The arcing is going to be between those two electrodes. You may hear it a little bit. You won't hear it nearly as loudly as what the other stuff was, but this radio is what you'll want to key in on, because it'll start buzzing. This is my radio that's I'm driving around and trying to listen to my radio station and can't because of whatever's going on.
Here's how that tool works in the field. A loose connection in our distribution system would give off electromagnetic interference. It can be difficult to find these sources of interference. They're often hidden, like an AMI meter that's no longer connected to its base. Dave's device solves this problem. When you drive around an area with the tool, it records the GPS location of interference. AEP can take that information and lay it over our distribution mapping system. That makes it a lot easier for someone in the field to find the problem and fix it.
That it arcs between those two electrodes each half cycle is changing because of the higher voltage. It'll arc more times before the applied voltage reaches back to the zero crossing point.
This is one of the many things the team at Dolan has developed that's now helping other companies. The technology for the electromagnetic interference tool has been transferred to another company, which carries on the work Dolan started. One thing I was surprised to learn during my visit to the lab was how their work led to changes in the underground residential distribution cable industry.
By the late 80s, early 90s, AP was seeing URD cable failure rates higher than what we were expecting. So we'd start to put cable in the ground and maybe expected it to last 40 years, and we're not seeing that kind of life out of those cables. So in 1993, we stood up this underground cable testing lab where we required each manufacturer to send us a sample, a 2-foot sample from every reel before we accepted it for purchase.
Right now I'm just cutting the cable, slicing it into a helix layer, and it'd be like 25 thousandths of an inch in thickness. Okay, it's completed. I disengaged the lathe machine so I can remove the sample. And we have like a
little slinky or
slinky type material.
It kind of looks like one of those big coiled things of French fries you get at the fair, those butterfly fries where they're all spiraled together.
And out of this slinky type material, we'd take you just like some dikes and just cut each layer and into like the little round circle where we can put it underneath the microscope to visually inspect anything that may be in the translucent area of the insulation.
Yeah, that area is hard, but yet I can totally see my finger through it.
Yes. Once you magnify it under the microscope from 1 times to maybe 7 times, you can really look through the insulation and it'd be like layers and layers. Even though it's 25 thousandths of an inch, that 25 thousandths of an inch, you can see anything that may be impure that's in the insulation layer.
Initially, the cables that we tested had a high non-compliance rate. They were failing our requirements for cables that we wanted to purchase. You could walk into some cable plants and see reels of cable that were marked "Do not ship to AEP." We had tested them. We had failed them. Over time, the manufacturers improved their processes. Their cables got better, and so our lab helped contribute to that improved quality, not only for AEP, but for the entire industry.
The lab has capabilities that are not only unique to AEP, they're also uncommon in the electric utility industry. Some larger utilities had similar labs, but they've since closed or cut down their capabilities. For AEP, it's important to maintain these testing capabilities because it keeps our employees safe.
Transmission came to us and asked us if we could help them determine the hazard that exists when an arc is initiated from a 125-volt battery system that's commonly found in substations, in the control room, for example. And while AC, alternating current arc flash, is well understood, direct current DC arc flash has not been well studied in the industry. So we created a test bed here that would allow us to create those arc flashes from 125-volt battery system, and essentially that would create an arc, a fireball, if you will. And we'd used a custom-built set of calorimeters to measure the incident energy that came from those arcs at various distances, because what we wanted to know was what sort of PPE, what arc hazard clothing would employees be required to wear to protect them from that hazard. So we were actually able to determine that the clothing that the employees were already wearing was sufficient.
Amrit says the good work that comes out of Dolan is a result of their strong and creative team.
The group of people that we have working here are truly outstanding. I love working with them. Almost everything we do is some sort of team or group effort. Not that it takes all 10 of us, but rarely is it only one of us. And the degree to which we all work together, enjoy working together, helping each other, helping our customers, internal and external, really is in many ways the greatest joy of working out here.
Thank you to Amrit and his team for helping me tell this story. Is there a part of the company you'd like to know more about? Send us an email at podcast@aep.com and we'll check it out. Thank you for listening and stay safe.